Apache and her guide, and Demo, and Mike Korinko and his guide, Myra, are two good examples of a sound and safe channel for private information. The channeling of what I call outer plane entities, or of personal guides for the edification of others besides the self, brings the laws of instant karma and reflive teach, learning into play. Any pride or ambition will detune a channel very quickly. We urge that those who hear these words not assume by any means that vocal channeling is that which they are prepared to do. The entities which have begun as excellent vocal channels and have later disintegrated thereunto are many, far too many. And although each entity shall be healed and disappointment shall cease, yet still, by following not the heart within, but the ambition without, they have condemned themselves to much disappointment. 91 How do we disintegrate a canto with a higher source? We generally do that by allowing our tuning to vary too widely. All those who quickly learn the mechanics of the channeling process are not, because of this original learning, automatically ready for the life of discipline which follows a choice upon the part of the channel to be a channel for the one infinite creator. Our thesis is that some discipline in the living of a practical, modest and loving lifestyle is very helpful to a channel. This may or may not suit the mood of those who wish to become channels. It is not the desire of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Infinite Creator to create channels through which we may comment upon physical disasters and other remarkable and unusual natural effects which have to do with the movement of your peoples and your planet itself from the end of third density to the merging with the beginning of fourth density as it shall occur more and more among you. That which we look for, that in which we rejoice in a channel, is the clear statement of the channel's personality in a disciplined and unified way, for it is upon this level that channel meets channel, for make no mistake about it, channeling is a two-way conversation, and the channeling, in light trance or heavy trance, during this exploration of a possible message for the day, is based very largely upon the level of commitment and serious intention which the channel offers at the time of challenge to the counterpoint 92 tuning and challenging, then, are central concerns in preparing to serve as a vocal channel. Tuning can begin with daily meditation, of any kind we prefer, and with the balancing of the energy or chakra system. 477, Chapter 13, The Secondary Missions, Outer Gifts. It is always well for any instrument to continue with the daily self-examination that may take place in your meditative or quiet and thoughtful moments, so that those centers of energy upon which these kintas are based may offer to the kinta the most purified and clarified balance of energies possible for each instrument. The balance for each instrument will of course be unique, for each instrument works upon the same centers but from a different perspective or point of view. 93 After the general meditating and chakra balancing, the vocal channel does well to continue to tune the radio that she is by those prayers and affirmations she finds most helpful. I use the prayer of Saint Francis, which begins, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace, and other prayers and hymns of similar focus. Whatever our tuning mechanism, see this process as readying or tuning the instrument. We suggest to each instrument, whether new or experienced, that this tuning be accomplished with as great a degree of fastidiousness as one is capable of providing, for this tuning is the far or which allows for the construction of the UAL channel, the receiving antenna, shall we say, its polishing, its tightening, its sensitivity. This will allow for the greatest degree of both freedom of transmission and accuracy of transmission. 94 I always ask for the highest and best canto that I can carry in a stable manner with my normal waking consciousness. It is well to be quite fastidious about placing this limitation on the channeling, for in some cases, the work can be quite taxing. It is most helpful for each entity serving as an instrument to become aware of the necessity for preparing the self for this work, in the UAL performance of the service, that is to say in the tuning of one's own internal mechanism, the setting of the desires of the personal nature aside for this time of service and the exercising of the tuning, as we find it has been described by this group, the setting of the internal radio dial, if we may use this radio analogy, to the highest source that one can stably maintain. 95 After we have tuned and prepared for the UL session of working, we tune the group also, by singing, chanting or praying, or in some way that appeals to everyone as a unifying exercise. In our own group, we begin our meetings with a talk around the circle, and everyone who is present has a chance to share as much of their story as they wish. By the end of the talking, there, 478, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts group is far more unified. We then pause while everyone prepares for the session, and I, as channel, do my own tuning. When I am ready, we all repeat the Lord's Prayer together. Each channel and each group will have their own favorite methods, and growing experience will help make these choices of how to tune more and more skillful. During the session, those not channeling will help the session's energy by continuing to tune and to allow the energy of the circle to move through them in a clockwise manner. During sessions of working, the support group needs continually to realize and send for the power of love, that the instrument may not have to depend upon its own strength and will alone, but may rest against the cushion and support of an environment of love. Tuning then is done continuously throughout a session, not as a heavy burden, not as a heavy duty to perform, but as that which becomes second nature, as that which becomes a simple and constant visualization of living, revolving light, which raises itself round about the whole group in spirals and reaches unto the one infinite light of the Creator in its first manifestation. 96 The last thing we do as vocal channels before accepting a kintu is to move into the state of consciousness from which we are accustomed to doing this work, and when we have a kintu, to challenge that kintu. Spirits without flesh, outside of incarnation, follow certain rules of the metaphysical world in which thoughts are things, and an identity which is unknown is no identity at all. In order to challenge spirits, we must know what we stand for, who we are, whose we are, what higher principle we serve. When one hears voices or guidance from within, it is well that you offer to these voices the challenge that asks if they come in the name of that quality for which you live most passionately and would die most willingly. It can be a simple process and need not take a great deal of your effort or your time, yet it is well that it be accomplished with a purity and intention at each communication. For as each seeker grows more fully open to the service to others' polarity and gains in the power of this polarity, there will be a true aid to that seeker. Those entities of a negative nature whose wish it is to control the power of this light now developing. Thus it is well to ask if whatever voice you hear comes in the name of that which you hold most dear. 97 Entities of a negative nature are generally wise and clever. Do not ever think to outwit a spirit. Do not XP to manipulate spirits. Channeling is a service to others' gift, and the only efficient stance in exercising it is a release of all personal details except the essential identification of the self. And do. 479, Chapter 13, The Secondary Missions, Outer Gifts. Not think to be able to hold a positively oriented source if you consistently ask it specific and fear-based questions, whether about conspiracies, end times or yet another group of cattle mutilating or crop circle aliens who have come to aid this or that portion of Earth's population. The higher sources on the positive side are careful to avoid infringing upon the free will of those with whom they are sharing opinion, and if specific questions are asked of them enough, they will be unable to maintain the kintu at the original vibratory level and will be forced to leave the kintu. At this point, if the kintu has generated enough light to attract a negatively polarized discarnate spirit who wants to communicate its point of view and is glad to mimic the philosophy as long as it gets to share its fear-based information as well, the kintu can easily devolve and change for the worse. Without constant retuning and re-challenging when in any doubt, an instrument can find herself with an inadvertent kintu to a negative entity. Since both polarities work with light, a negatively polarized entity can feel exactly like a positively oriented entity of the same light power. Do not think, I will recognize my source. This is not so. The negative source, if at the same light level, will be a fool to the conscious mind. The end of such mixed kintu is increasingly specific and fear-based information, prediens of catastrophes and ascensions in the near future, and the setting of dates for cataclysm or transition. These events do not appear to transpire as prediad in our physical time and space, and so the group is discredited. Or the group ends in wrangling over who shall belong at its base camp, or in the ascension. This, I have seen repeatedly occur with good channels. It is too bad, and it can be avoided by tuning and challenging. The challenging of unseen spirits is quite necessary, for as populated as your illusion is, we may assure you that those illusions beyond your own are at least as populated, and there are many who stand ready to speak through instruments, and instruments need a means by which to be assured that the entity speaking through them is one of the highest positive polarity possible in order to gain information that is as sound and usable as possible, or else the value of the information is small. Thus, it is our recommendation that each instrument determine for itself its own desire to serve as an instrument, and if its determination is that it wishes to do so in as pure a fashion as it might, then it shall gather about itself those qualities which it feels are its essence and utilize these qualities in a fashion that may be formed into that which is called the challenge of the spirit, so that the cantor which is made may know who you are and what your desire is in a clear fashion. It, as all cantors, has this clear knowledge of itself and speaks as an entity full of, 480, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts that essence of itself. Thus, the instrument must needs determine the highest and best cantor that it might sustain in a stable fashion by means of this technique of the challenge of the spirit. 98 My specific challenge to spirits is in the name of Jesus Christ. I do so three times, asking that the Spirit say very clearly to me, Jesus is Lord. Yes, it is biased. But I am a wholehearted Christian, and Christ is the best of me, the me I want to stand on, the essence of myself. There are a tremendous number of threads to this seeing of Jesus as myself, for I know also that I am no Christ but a servant and at most, a messenger. But to know who I am, I need to know whose I am, and I am love's child, love's voice, love's vibration, Jesus' own. In that essence, I feel free to be fully myself. Students I have taught have challenged in Jesus' name, but also, for others, in the name of Christ consciousness, love, the Logos and justice. Yes, we had a lawyer come to study at L.L. Research. It is a deeply intimate and personal thing to choose how we shall challenge, but it is essential to good cantor. Duo, speaking about and to a student while teaching channeling through me in 1988, says it best, this channel is most careful to challenge all spirits, and we are most thrilled that this channel is so inclined, for our service is that which could easily be missed, for there are always those who do not come in service to others, who would wish to take the new channel and move that channel away from the highest and best tuning that is in that channel. The goal being to dim the light of channeling, seeking and the group sociability that adds so very such to the light network upon planet Earth. 99 I love the image of the light network on planet Earth, but it is more than an image, it is a growing reality. I have seen a net of golden light growing around the planet ever since 1977, in my personal visions. And someone wrote in recently saying she had seen one in the 1940s. Each time I move into an awareness of it, its strands are stronger, glowing brighter, interwoven more securely. I do think that channeling of a vocal type helps as a service, but I also feel that it is the channeling of the life itself that is the greater service and the greater gift to the web of love and light that is growing about our worlds as more people awaken to their spiritual natures, and begin consciously to do light work. Notice that I did not talk about how to channel vocally. I doubt that I ever will, except to those very few students I accept, for I see teaching channeling in general as playing with matches. I have seen a few physical houses, by which I mean the mental and emotional integrity of the physical and finer, 481, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts bodies, burn badly. Attempting to channel without the aid of a teacher and a group to support the study, and without the support of a life lived devotionally, is inviting one's house to be burned. Please do not do it. If this service is for you, a teacher will come to you. If a teacher is not yet in place, it is time to wait. 1-2-E-A. IDEM, transcript dated December 20, 1987, p. 1. IDEM 4, Chapter 14, The Main Mission, Lightening the Self equals Lightening the Planet. This chapter on the Ministry of Being gets to the heart of this handbook of spiritually oriented living. Having examined many ways we can use spiritual tools to work on ourselves, and having looked at the doing of being, we are ready to look well at being ourselves, at this main mission for ourselves and all awakened beings on Earth at this time, the lightening of the consciousness of Earth's population and of the planet itself. When wanderers awaken, we generally have a fairly committed sense of our mission. We may have no idea what our mission is, but we know we are here to serve. The first impulse of almost everyone, including myself, is to assume that this mission is a mission in the world, that we are to become teachers, healers or offer some other dramatic or outstanding service that employs our outer gifts. I have come, many years ago, to value these gifts of doing in the world as outer missions only, and to think of them as far less central and important to our work on Earth than the main, inner mission, which is to be ourselves. Our basic mission is a service which I have come to call the Ministry of Being or Essence, the Ministry of Being most deeply ourselves. It seems illogical to expect to heal the world by being ourselves, for are we not fallible and human? It seems to strain the imperfect surface self beyond bearing to expect to heal even itself fully within incarnation, let alone the planet and its people. Indeed, I do not ask us to try to imagine this. Rather, to move into the frame of mind for more fully grasping the nature of this main mission, I would ask us to move from the mind and its thinking to the heart of the self and its wisdom. For within the heart are prisoners of spirit and deeper self, and in those climes we are not ruled by the outer bayer, by what we have done and not done. Rather, we are in a world of metaphysical essence, where thoughts are objects and intentions are everything. In this world, what we think, hope, intend and dream is what is important. Boundaries may still have some layers of existence in that we may choose for our normal interpersonal boundaries still to exist, allowing us to protect ourselves, as we feel the need, from others in the outer world. But at the same time, we are in a frame of mind which recognizes that we are part of the infinite oneness of all things, that we are all one. While our 485, Chapter 14, The Main Mission minds dwell primarily in this awareness, the lightening of consciousness that we undertake within ourselves effects the lightening of the planetary consciousness. Those of you who say, it is well to ponder the self itself. For it is yourself, your consciousness, that which is in the end in union with all that is, that will be the vehicle which is able to aid the planetary consciousness. One ourselves, our consciousnesses, seem in some ways to be obvious and simple. Here we are. We weigh so much. We look thusly. But our true selves are deep and endless seas, and in the part of ourself which is our personality shell, we do not discover extensive fields of consciousness. Working in consensus reality, we seldom touch into our heart of self, unless we have found the secret, which is to risp the self beneath the deeds and duties of the day, the self that breathes in and out and meets the moment. It is this humble and unadorned self that is the part of the entity which each of us is, through which runs the power and energy to heal the planet.